Christmas when I was young was a very happy and special time. A few weeks before Christmas, we put up the decorations, the Christmas tree, and we decorated the living room with all of the Christmas cards which we received, and there were hundreds of them. We hung them on long strings around the walls of the living room. On Christmas Eve, the fire would be lit, the Christmas tree would be up, and this was the time when we loved to watch television. So we turned the settee towards the television, put it closer to the TV, and we watched all the great Christmas films that were on at that time of the year. On Christmas Day, we would wake up very early and we would run downstairs to see if Father Christmas had come. The presents were not under the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree was very small, and the presents were on chairs because there were seven children in my family, so there wasn't room under the Christmas tree, but we each had a chair with a small pile of Christmas presents on it. We didn't get much for Christmas, but there was always a book of some kind. There might be a book of the Beano or Dandy cartoons, or for girls, Bunty, which was the annual that came out every year from comic books. And there would always be some kind of toy, and but not many. And also something to eat, a selection box of different chocolates and things. But we were not allowed to eat before we went to Mass, because I was brought up in a Catholic family. So Mass was at church at 9:15, and we all went together to Mass. And then when we came back, we were allowed to eat a little chocolate and to play with our toys until our main meal, which was at midday, and it was always the traditional turkey, stuffing, roast potatoes, carrots, cauliflower, sprouts, gravy. And for afters, it would be Christmas pudding and custard. In our family, we didn't eat brandy sauce, so it was always Christmas pudding and custard. And then in the afternoon, we played. But I remember one year when my Christmas was really spoiled because an elderly uncle, whom we didn't like very much, came to our house to visit us, and he took me and two of my sisters out of the house in the car to see a very, very elderly auntie of his, whom we didn't know at all, and we had to spend an hour or two in the house of this elderly lady, and we were so sad because he had taken us away from our toys and we weren't allowed to relax and play. And I think the only reason he came to take us was because his own children refused to go. so we went instead because we were nice children and we just said yes. Anyway, apart from that, normally at Christmas time, we would spend the day at home. Apart from going to church in the morning, we didn't leave the house, and it was wonderful. In the evening, there was a small meal of sandwiches or sausage rolls, salad, that kind of thing. Nothing very exotic. And then for dessert, there would be Christmas cake and mince pies. My mum always made her own Christmas cake and her own mince pies, which were delicious, and maybe something like jelly and ice cream. And then the evening was spent playing card games or playing board games. I don't remember watching much television, if any, on Christmas Day, but on Boxing Day, I think the television would be switched on again. And we would all relax after a wonderful Christmas together.